up, Noodle Cups? Hey, it's me, Mr. CLC, and I'm back with another episode of the Before You Go podcast. And today's episode, just run some things. Don't really have much I want to discuss at the moment, to be honest. The Bandit finally had a comeback after so long, so I was excited about that. I haven't really been keeping up with the new stuff of K-pop that, you know, recent. I know we had a 17 come out, and I believe GOT7 had a comeback as well. Probably in the next episode I'll try to get into that. You know, make it a little bit longer. Got some stuff going on, you know, work related, and then I'm gonna go on a little vacation near the end of the week. So I just kind of been getting set for that. You know, have some things in my life kind of taking my mind a bit. So I do apologize. I am gonna try my best to get, you know, bit more acquainted, but for the time being, it's becoming a little bit of a challenge. So, you know, I appreciate you guys bearing with me and everything. So I just wanted to put out at least a little episode before I ran off, you know. What else, what do we have? Some stuff in K-pop, or at least in Korean news. We have Nayeon from Twice. She's gonna have a solo day release, so that sounds very exciting. I haven't heard the trailer yet. Apparently the trailer came out, I gotta listen to it, but just from what I saw the video, it looks very, very exciting. You know, it just seems like be going through a lot of different, like, spectrums, I guess, of fashion. And you know, I don't know if that's gonna play into the song as well, you know, just kind of like maybe different styles of how the song's gonna appear. We'll see about that as I'll listen to the trailer eventually today. We have a lot more tours coming up, you know, and in the US here, Luna announced that they're gonna have a tour. Oh, unfortunately though, apparently Chu is not gonna be involved, which is some bull, because of course you can't have Luna without Chu. I don't know man, I don't think it's gonna be the same, especially with her personality there. Apparently she got some other commitments, so that's sad. And then we got Idol also. I'm gonna be able to go see Idol, so I'm excited for that. This will be my first K-pop concert in a little over 2 years. So I'm really excited for that. Who is there? Brave Girls is going to be having a tour. You know, of course, the Stray Kids. I think 17's having a tour as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of K-pop happening, you know, going on. Apparently, ITZY is going to have a tour later in the year. Supposedly, even Blackpink, that's been a big one. We might be seeing Blackpink. Oh, that'll be exciting. What else? And news, yeah, I guess more of the Seraphim with Kim Garam. I still can't say her name. Yeah, apparently more people came out about, you know, more of her older classmates came out, and they were, you know, more accusations about her bullying and just her personality, and they have removed her from participating, but she has not been fully kicked out of the group yet. So that's a little bit interesting to see what Hybe is gonna do. You know, just because they don't really any type of controversy like that, you know, most companies are gonna try to shy away from it, and it seems with hers that there's a lot of evidence the back the accusers, you know, the people that are making the claims, there's a sufficient amount of evidence in their part. So we will see what happens, but it doesn't appear that they're going to get rid of her at the moment. So we'll find out, man. You know, honestly, like I said, just I read some of the transcripts about like what the girls had posted, and you know, if it is found out to be true, man, that's gonna be tough, you know, just because it was pretty bad, to be honest, from what I read. It was some bad stuff, but you know, and yeah, apparently they're getting a lot of flack because they haven't removed her yet. You know, they're still keeping her within the group, even though she's not promoting with them right now. So, you know, they're getting a lot of negative reactions about that. So we'll have to see how it continues on. You know, once we get more word, we'll go from there. What else is there? With Queendom, there is apparently they already announced the winner. So congratulations to Beep. I'm not gonna say it because I don't know if y'all are watching it or trying to follow with it. I don't want to spoil anything. I do not like to spoil stuff. So I'll just say congratulations to who won. It was a real exciting performance. You know, I mean, all those girls anyway did such amazing jobs. So, just kudos, you know, and just a huge amount of love and support for all of them. So, you know, good job to who won. So, if you know, hopefully y'all watch it. There we go. I'm looking forward to Seo Yeji. She's back with a new drama called, I think, Eve. I think it's called Eve or Eves. So I need to start looking at that. I think it's gonna be coming out soon. If not, they already at least released like the first two episodes. It seems very interesting, you know, so I wouldn't definitely want to see that up. I mean, apparently they're saying that the fourth episode is gonna be like a very mature episode. So no, we'll see how that plays out. So that's some excitement going on right now in K-dramas. I'm finishing Business Proposal myself. Yeah, I'm really loving it. I love Sejong, but as well, just the drama itself is just so quirky, and I love the comedic aspects of it compared to like typical dramas that we're used to. You know, they have a lot of play-ins, and I just love that part so much. That's what I feel is separating it from like typical K-dramas. It has that extra little spice to it. So I'm really enjoying it. I think I got like 4 more episodes left, so I gotta finish this up, man. Gotta get it out of the way, bro. You know, so that's another one. But yeah, so as it, after almost 2.5 years, we finally have a release by Bandit. They finally came out with a comeback. I was so scared because I thought they're going to be one of those ones that was hit with disbandments that we've heard. Oh, that's right. Sad news, y'all. So we had Hot Issue, who announced their disbandment, and then we had Lunar Solar, who also announced their disbandment, and then there was someone else last week. That was it. I know my boy told me about it. There was one more another group that was kind of pretty well known, but they announced their disbandment too. That gummit, I can't remember who it was. I know he was a big fan of him. Not Classy. He was who was it? It was K-pop. withdrawal group disbandments. Ah, I'm trying to remember who disbanded. Ah, it was not them. I can't. It was a girl group. I know that. I know that much. It was a girl group. And, but yeah, they had just broken up. And yeah, I mean, I think they were a pretty well-known group. And yeah, just it was. I can't remember who. I'm sorry, y'all. I can't remember who it was. I know my friend knows about it, because he has talked about him a bit, but I can't remember who it was. So I do apologize. No, it wasn't Pink Fantasy, that's for sure. it was not Pink Fantasy. And, dadgummit, I can't remember, y'all. I apologize, everyone. Dadgummit. I can't remember. It was, but yeah, they just disbanded. I believe last week. But yeah, man, it's just it's not a fun time right now. So yeah, but I was afraid about Bandit, you know, that they were gonna be a victim too. But thankfully, they finally announced that they were gonna have a comeback, and they came back with Venom. On their track, their title track of their album, Be Original, I believe, Be Original. And just, oh man, the track itself, like the song, or the album itself, is just incredible. Re-original. You know, just the songs that you have on there, man, were just awesome. You have, of course, besides the title, you know, Venom, you had Jiggly, you have Awakened, you have Don't Mess With Me, and I mean, each of these songs just brings like a whole different flavor to it. But of course, with Venom, the title track, this song is heavily like a techno EDM style song. You know, just you have the, I mean, just a mashup of instruments and this, you know, just the synth sounds, you know, that just drive the song in. And, you know, just to hear the girls' voices again, you know, I mean, it in a way, it showcases their vocals, but at the same time, it features like some, like their, how do I want to say this, their range, I guess, what I say, you know, just what the spectrums that they can reach into, you know. And it's not a typical K-pop song, you know. Like when they came back 2.5 years ago, you know, it was with Jungle. And Jungle, it felt more like a female empowerment song. And, you know, just like from seeing the video and just listening to it, you know, and even with the lyrics, you know. And, you know, this had that one too, was more of like a, not an R, it was very popish. It was a very popish song, you know. I mean, of course, it still had some of the, you know, the auto-tune sound to it. But, you know, this one is like, it's a straight mix-up, you know. This one feels more mature. It showcases that growth of them, you know. I mean, for 2.5 years, you know, just that they've aged, you know, immensely in that time, you know, also with their music as well, and just, you know, and just for it to be showcased here, you know, and that I, like, one of my favorite parts, like, in the music video is in the second verse, of course, where there's, when it's the rapping verse, you know, but they're showing, and with the video, it showcases them, yeah, on like a, a structure, you know, like a two-story structure, and it just constantly goes back and forth between like their different like actions that they're doing, you know, whether it be like kind of tiptoeing away or, you know, hanging with the teddy bear and all that. And it just, it ties in though with the rapping, who's rapping at the time. And then of course they you have a little dance break at near the end, and I thought that was very well produced, you know, because of how like the camera kind of is going in between some of the members, and then like how their choreography kind of fits in so well. There's a part where it like they kind of the back dancers, you know, they shift forward, but how the camera moves with it in the video, like it's such a wonderful masterpiece of it. And that's also one of my favorite parts of the video, you know, just seeing that camera play of everything, you know. But yeah, just to have them back, you know, it feels good, you know. I really miss Bandit. They're a hugely underrated group for me, you know, and just for me to be able to, you know, showcase them and talk about them, I feel very excited, because, you know, I have been a big fan. I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't too big when they debuted Hocus Pocus. You know, I heard it, I thought they were very good vocally on there, you know, but after that they had Dramatic, they had Dumb, you know, even with Cool, you know, Cool was just such a playful, you know, playful song, even though it was like English, it was mainly English, but you know, something like that, like that's another thing, just, you know, for them to be able to mess with these kind of styles, you know, and still, because they are, this group is very, they're very cutesy, but they're very, they can still be very woman-like, you know. And I thought that was just incredible for them to be able to come out with something like this, you know. There's, has something very mature that just showcases that they are, you know, they have grown up into very strong women. So I was very impressed. So I definitely would give this a 5 out of 5. Yeah, you know, if I had a grading scale. Was that what I was gonna do again, right? Yeah, 5 out of 5, yeah. So yeah, 5 out of 5 for Bandit, you know, with Venom. So yeah, that's another feature I guess I want to try to do, just because, I mean, I try to record every 2 weeks, you know, and I'm pretty sure there's quite a bit of songs that come out then too, you know, and I'm not able to fully cover everything. That would be kind of chaotic for me. But so what I want to try to do, I guess, going forward is, you know, of course, I'll showcase like my favorite, you know, 2 or 3 songs, you know, or maybe even an album, depending on the group, you know. And I want to try to do another little, maybe a little subsection, kind of like, you know, like they do those pass or play deals, you know, just kind of give, you know, just give the song, you know, the artist, and then, you know, just kind of maybe like a little brief summary of it, and just be like, you know what, you should, you know, play the songs, and, you know, play the song, listen to it, give it a listen, or just be like, yeah, like, maybe, you know, maybe skip it. Of course, you know, a lot of it will be under my opinion, so everyone can make up their own decision, if, you know, whatever they want about the song, but I'll just give, like I said, it'll be my decision alone that entitles it. So yeah, we'll see how that goes, man, you know. Well, you know, like I said, we got some groups coming up soon. We got BTS coming up with their comeback, gonna be awesome. I'll probably do a whole episode on them. aespa is coming back as well. We have another group coming back as well pretty soon, you know. That's gonna be a fun one. We have there's high keys coming back. Woo as well will be coming back in a couple of days. So we shall see how this, you know, how this plays out, man. Really looking forward to some of the music that's going to be coming out, you know, and then of course we got everything else in between. Oh, I just thank you guys so much. Yeah, I'm a little bit tired. I apologize. But yeah, thank you guys so much for, you know, tuning in, keeping up. I love everyone. Alright, as usual, stay safe out there. Take care of yourselves. Especially with everything going on right now in the world. You know, just, you just gotta lean into each other more than ever. You know, lean into your loved ones and everyone that, you know, that matters to you. So, with that said, before you go, the moon is beautiful, isn't it? Talk to you guys next time.